I told you earlier, there are two ways of liberation. One is to attain to immobility and cease to work. The other one is, while doing work, you can still become liberated, provided this condition is fulfilled. You attain equality with regard to the fruits of action. And still if you can do the action, then you are free, even while doing action. Now comes a very important statement, and which ultimately shakes Arjuna, as a result of which the whole of the third chapter is triggered off. When you will come to the third chapter, you will find that Arjuna starts by asking a question which is related to this statement. What is that? Durenahi avaram karma buddhi yogat dhananjaya buddhau sharanam anvichya kripanaha falahetava. He says that buddhi yoga is much superior to action. Therefore, take resort to buddhi, to the intelligent will. Those who seek after the desires, they are really pitiable, kripanaha. Those who desire for fruits of action, they are like beggars, they want certain things and they stand in the line of begging. They are kripanaha falahetava. Those who are desirous of phala, of fruits, they are kripanaha. They are miser, they are absolutely pitiable people. But you, take resort to intelligent will. And this intelligent will is superior to action. In fact, naturally, Arjuna says in the third chapter, he says, O Shri Krishna, if buddhi is superior to action, then why don't you tell me to go to only intelligence and give up action altogether? If this is superior, if buddhi is superior, then why don't you, do you ask me to do action and then do gauram karma, this kind of karma? If you just see the third chapter, the very first sentence, where Arjuna says, have you got third chapter? The very first verse. Arjuna uvacha, Arjuna asks, jayasi chet karmanah te mata buddhihi janardana tat kim karmani ghore mam niyojayasi keshava. Jayasi chet, jayasi means much more desirable, karmanah, more desirable than karma, is buddhihi. If buddhi is much more important, much more preferable to action, then tat kim karmani ghore mam niyojayasi keshava. Then, O Keshava, why do you niyojayasi, why do you enjoin me? Mam means me. Mam niyojayasi, why do you enjoin me? Kim karmani ghore, you are enjoining me into this ghora karma, into this horrible action. Now this question is related to this sentence which Sri Krishna puts here. And therefore this is a very important statement in the argument of the Gita. You must remember that Sri Krishna speaks like a good teacher who expounds the problems in a very regular, at the same time in a very minding manner. A good teacher does not explain everything in such a way that logically everything is said at once. That is because the student, his mind is limited and his concentration is upon a limited field. If immediately everything is told, then his mind is not able to understand it. Therefore, the answer is given which will immediately satisfy that particular question in the mind. But since it is not the whole of the teaching, certain threads will come out. those threads are on which the student will ask further questions. And the teacher expects questions because he knows that he has not expounded the whole thing. So, some questions are bound to come up. And yet, he makes those statements deliberately so that the questions do come up. Prepares the student to ask further questions so that the greater knowledge can be given. So, while saying first of all that you give up the fruits of action, do not do any action for the sake of the fruits of action. Yet he says, yet you continue to act. How do you act? Yogastaha. By settling yourself into yoga, you do the action. What is settling into yoga? Samatvam. You attain to a stage where you do not have siddhi, asiddhi. Whether you succeed or you fail, in both the conditions, you will remain equal. With this state of mind, you act. Having said all this, now comes a bombardment that this action is much inferior to knowledge. This action is inferior to knowledge. And that is why Arjuna's mind is now deflected. And he expounds his own deflection in the third chapter. As soon as he gets a chance of asking the question, he raises the question starting from here. Because Sri Krishna himself says that durena hi avaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Mere action is inferior, avaram means inferior, to buddhi yoga, to buddhi, to knowledge. Buddhau sharam anvichha. Therefore, resort to buddhi. Kripanaha falahetava. Those who are full of desire, they are like pitiable people.